Blog Talk Radio.
September 19th, 2015, and I'd like to remind everybody that it wouldn't be keeping score with Boppy unless we had the old coach from Modesto himself with us. And Boppy, how are you this morning?
Well, Boppy's on cloud nine. My daughter had our 16th grandchild, her third child, her first daughter, but I'm just Kara gave us a beautiful granddaughter named Cassell. So we're on cloud nine today.
Congratulations, Boppy, and you're able to officially start your own sports team right now.
Well, that's right. We've got another softball prospect, and we're looking forward to it. We're still looking for our first.
Well, congratulations.
First All-America.
I want to let everybody know that we are brought to you each and every morning by sportswagers-selections.com, where you can get all your winning sports information, free plays. We have all sorts of information available to you. Take some time right now and visit the site at sportswagers-selections.com. And you can also sign up and get free plays each and every day. Last night you had the pleasure of going once again in extra innings with the Tigers. And congratulations to everybody who took advantage of that. And we hope that you do. And all you need to do is visit the website for that free play. And follow us on Twitter if you'd like, and get that same free play tweeted to your home office or mobile device. Type in Eddie the Hat Wins and follow us on Twitter. And we also have Hondo with us this morning. Hondo, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
And without further ado, and we got a lot to cover this morning, we're going to start, as we always do, with Boppy's Who's Hot and Who's Not list.
Well, we've got just one coin for who's hot and not. And on the heads you win side, Texas Rangers swept four in a row this week from the Houston Astros, went into first place. And I can't remember how far they were out at one time, how far down they were. How far would that be, Hondo?
9.5 games on May 19th,
and they're up by a game and a half,
two and a half.
They lost last night to Seattle, but that's just a speed bump. Right now, the Astros, they have gone so far down that it's really possible now for a couple of teams that you would have thought never had a chance to make the playoffs, the Twins and even the Seattle Mariners, and the Angels are just a win streak away from getting into the playoffs. I mean, really, any team right now that goes like 9 out of 10, I think they'll sweep into the playoffs and pass the Astros. But anyway, it's a great time of year. The wild card in the American League is the race in baseball right now, and it's going to be a good one. And I think the Rangers have enough to take the American League West, and then it's going to be a 3 or 4 team hunt, or whoever gets hot, to take that wild card.
Okay, and who's okay, so you're saying that the Rangers are on your hot list and Houston is on the flip side of the coin.
Yeah, and the Houston okay. had exactly what we said would happen back at the beginning of the year. You cannot run starting – you cannot use a bullpen in the 5th and 6th innings early in the season and not expect to pay for it in September, and they're paying.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you're right. This is the time of year, and I've said it, you've said it, Hondo said it, where the pretenders start falling off, whether it's because of pitchers with dead arms, mismanagement by the GMs, the coaches start getting a little bit of tight collars, and the players, same thing. You know, what are we doing up here? And, experience and God-given talent and everything now starts coming into play. And this is the time of year, folks, where, it's put up or shut up. So, what else going on in baseball, guys? I know Hondo would agree with this. Sinchu Chu, what water is he drinking?
Sinchu Chu, I was his biggest critic. I don't think I've ever ripped a player more than I ripped Sinchu Chu the first half of the year. You know, the Rangers last year gave him a 6-year, I think it was $130 million deal, 6 or 7 years, because they wanted the guy to put up in the top of the order to get on base. And last year he got a pass because he was hurt. He had a bad shoulder. He tried to play through it. Finally he couldn't. They shut him down. Last year he gets a pass. This year, for April and May, he was hitting 130 or 140. Just wasn't playing any good in right field. I mean, he's just terrible, a terrible player. And I thought it was by far John Daniels' worst signing ever. Since the All-Star break, I don't know. Supposedly, he had a talk with his wife. Maybe this is the power of wives. I don't know. But since the All-Star break, I think he's got the best average in the American League. He's got the best on base percentage, way over 400. The guy has just been on fire. I think he's 10 for his last 13. He had 4 hits 2 nights ago. He had 3 hits last night. And he's playing the way the Rangers envisioned when they signed him. And good for him. I tip my hat to him just as much as I ripped him the first half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, when he was with Cleveland, he wasn't that bad.
He was good with Cleveland, and he had a couple of good years with Cincinnati. This year, the first half of the year, was by far the worst stretch of his career.
Yeah.
And no one knew why.
Maybe the wife back home said, turn it around or you ain't coming back home. You're gonna stay in America because I need those checks.
Well, he was so bad, Ed, that he was making the Josh Hamilton contract with the Angels look good. That's how bad he was the staff. And so this is sort of, it's amazing to watch a guy finally realize all of his potential, because that's what we're watching. He is carrying the Rangers, and if he carries them into the World Series this year, This will be his team.
Yeah, it's now National League. We got some good teams in the American League. I think who do you think is from the, if the World Series was held tomorrow and the playoffs were all done, who steps to the front to represent the American League in the World Series?
Well, I think a month ago everyone was thinking that Kansas City had a great chance to get back, but boy, they have really Johnny Cueto has not been what they thought Johnny Cueto was going to be since they acquired him.
His ERA is over 9 since he got to the to the Royals.
He says his shoulder is fine, so I don't know. They need to get him straightened out before the postseason because he's their big bullet in the playoffs. And if they don't have Johnny Cueto to get them,
did you see the ESPN Cueto where he's got a different arm slot for every pitch? There's no way he can be consistent until his arm slot's changed.
Yeah, there doesn't appear to be a big drop-off in the stuff, so something's going on. And he claims he's healthy, so hopefully for his sake and the Royals' sake, he'll get it straightened out before the playoffs. Toronto.
He won't even make a playoff start unless he gets better.
Well, no, they'll put him in the playoffs. They have to. They have to start him in the playoffs. They got no alternatives. I mean, your Donald Ventura has been a mess most of the season. Valquez has probably been their most consistent pitcher, and even he is a little bit up and down. So they need Cueto, or they might as well pack up and go home, you know. And then you got Toronto with that great lineup. Do they have enough pitching for the playoffs? You know, they need. I really think the American League is wide open. I really do.
What about the National League?
I would watch out for the Cubs and Dodgers. The Cubs and Dodgers are the two teams I would say, wow.
Well, you got
Cubs,
of course,
playing like, and the Dodgers have Greinke and Kershaw.
Yeah, but they had Greinke and Kershaw last year too, Bobby, and that bullpen did them in, and the bullpen's not much better this year.
No, and the Cubs got bullpen issues too.
Yeah, they did.
The National League could be a real hootenanny because the GMs need to really be sweating like farm animals right now.
You know, who's got the best bullpen in that National League is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got a lights-out bullpen, and they're a dangerous team. The Mets even have some bullpen issues. They got that great starting rotation, but even they have some bullpen issues. So if I had to pick a team right now to go to the World Series, I'd seriously look at the Pirates.
What about you, Bobby? National League?
Oh, I like I said, I think this might be the year of destiny for the Cubs. With Jake Arrieta, I think that they may have just enough to get there. But then again, every time you overlook the Cardinals end up being right there. For starting pitching, I like the Dodgers. For the overall team, the Cubs are playing like a team of destiny.
All right. All right, folks, before we take our first and only time out, let's head out to Los Alamitos Race Course, and we're going to give you our free play of the day there for you horse racing fans. And our free pick comes in the third race today. And we're going to give you an obvious horse here. Really think that this is a free square as far as exotics go. And that's number one, Dream Team. Now, this is a $1 million public auction horse from the Bob Baffert barn. The son of Tappet looked to need his last race. Bob brings him back at Los Al. They're going to strike while the iron is hot. Third place finish in his debut last time. And they're not going to wait for Santa Anita. They're going to bring him back at Los Al, which is an indicator to me that this horse is ready to run. He's tearing down the barn. 6-5, the morning line. I wouldn't suggest playing this horse straight, but if you want to put a couple of bucks to win on him, that's the thing to do. Single him in the exotics and come back and play him in an exacta with the number six horse, a first-time starter, Cronwall. Doug O'Neill, Mario Gutierrez's horse is 10-1 in the morning line. This is where the value comes into play. So an exacta box with Dream Team and Cronwall, single Dream Team in the exotics, and bet a straight wager on Dream Team to win. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Boppy's Corner. We're going to have some free football plays for you. We're going to talk about some college football, some NFL action. So this is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have some more Keeping Score with Boppy.
Less conversations, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on,
come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on. Don't procrastinate, don't articulate.
All right, we're back with more Keeping Score with Boppy. Thank you for tuning in and spending your Saturday morning with us. And right now, Boppy is putting on his cardigan sweater with his two patches on the elbow. He's stuffing his pipe with tobacco. He is lighting it, and we're going to get warm and fuzzy here with the big guy as we go into his corner, and he's going to share his, Boppy's Corner. Boppy, what do you have for us this morning?
Two wonderful at-bats, which talked about what's right and wrong with baseball. Two wonderful at-bats by Prince Fielder on Wednesday. In the seventh inning, Prince Fielder had a two-strike count, two outs, and it was clear that he wasn't going to get anything in his wheelhouse to pull. Prince Fielder then gave up on hitting a home run and just went the other way with it. Hit a single to drive in a run to tie the score. Two innings later, again we got a similar situation. He's the leadoff batter, and there's a shift on. Prince Fielder gives up on the home run, goes the other way, line drive single, starts the game-winning rally. And I'm telling you, if major league hitters would do what major league hitters should be able to do, you know, and go against that shift, instead of being, you know, failures, you know, making 250 the new 300, we would have 300 hitters again, because the shift doesn't work against major league hitters who refuse to strike out and who can control the bat. So anyway, I just loved Prince Fielder. I loved what he did for the team. I love that he gave up on the home run and went the other way and went against the shift. And I would love to see the shift go the way of the dinosaur, but major league hitters have to do it, and Prince Fielder showed us the way.
Very, very true. And I don't know why more hitters just simply when they come up and they see that nonsense, why they just don't drop a bunt down the third baseline or whatever and just take a single, which seems to be, you know, a lost art with a lot of these guys that are making, you know, $115 million on their contracts, that they just can't, you know, drop a simple bunt, which we see every day in Little League. But, hey, who
am I? The above-average hitter, and above-average power in the major leagues is only hitting one home run every 30 at-bats. That's, you know, 20 a year. And what they're doing is they're giving up. They're insisting on hitting into the teeth of a shift that's taking away, you know, about 10%, 15% of their hits by hitting into the shift.
Right.
You've got to go the other way. Unless you're Ted Williams and you're hitting a home run every 15 at-bats, it just doesn't make any sense. Shift, you've got to beat the shift by hitting singles and doubles down the line. Go the other way with it. Hit with a pitch.
Very true. Okay, free plays today, folks. And I know we're going to get one from Hondo. We're going to get Big Boppy's lock play. I myself am going to go stick today with Major League Baseball, and I'm going to go to Chicago, 901-902. We're going to go to Wrigley Field, and we're going to take 902, the Cubs, at minus -102. With Wood on the mound, the left-hander has really caught fire his last five starts. He hasn't pitched a lot of innings. He's making a start today, but with what we've seen from him the last couple of times he's been in, we're going to take a shot with him at minus -1.02. So 902, the Cubs, the lefty Wood on the hill, and who last five starts has only pitched seven and a third innings. Not a lot to go with, but with what we've seen with him, we're going to give him the we're going to opt for a wager here on the Cubbies. 902 Chicago is our free play. All right, Hondo, do you have anything out of Los Al or football today?
Not today, but I have a NFL teaser that I like
okay.
On Sunday. I like, remember now, a teaser is you can tease the spread 6 points up either way. So if you like a 6-point underdog, you can get 12 points. If you like a 6-point favorite, all they have to do is win the game. That's what a teaser is. You can play with the line 6-point. It pays even money. And I like on Sunday St. Louis on the road. They are a 3-point dog, so you would get St. Louis plus 3 over the Redskins. And Baltimore and Oakland. Baltimore is at Oakland. Baltimore is a 6.5-point favorite. I like teasing that game down to where Baltimore is minus -0.5. So,
okay, so
teaser, St. Louis and Baltimore.
St. Louis is getting 3?
Yes.
Okay, so that wouldn't that mean that they're getting 9?
No, St. Louis is minus 3 right now.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. Okay.
And so they'll get 3, and then Baltimore is minus 6.5, so they'll be minus -0.5.
Okay. All right. Boppy, who is your lock today in anything?
One of my favorite things to do is to look at, in college football, is to look at the Jeff Sagarin ratings and to see where is the line really out of line with what the odds makers are giving. And there are two games like that today. One of them, of course, is you know, when I look at Blue Goggles, it's the BYU-UCLA game.
Oh, boy.
Where UCLA is a 16-point favorite. And according to the Sagarin ratings, they should be about a nine point favorite when you count the ratings difference plus the home field advantage. So that's a pretty good value. But the biggest value of all is the Michigan State Air Force game. Michigan State is either favored by somewhere from 24 to 26 points over Air Force, and they really should be about a 12 point pick. So my lock of the day, I like the Falcons and Air Force. You're getting I think you're getting double your value on those points, because I think that the line should be about 2 touchdowns, and you're getting 24-26.
Okay, yeah, now that game, this is Boppy's lock play. 199-200 on the rotation, and Boppy here is suggesting a play on what side?
Air Force.
Okay. So Boppy here is suggesting a play on 199 Air Force, and Boppy, you're getting 24.5 points. That's a big number. It's a lot of lumber. But Boppy is going to take the points, and that's what he suggests everybody does. So Big Boppy's lock, 199 Air Force plus 24.5.
Historically,
all right, Air,
go ahead. I'm just going to say that historically Air Force has been a lot like BYU in that they travel much better than normal college teams, and I think that has to do with the one of the academies. So anyway,
okay.
I really good pick.
All right, 199 Air Force plus 24.5. Good luck to everybody who partakes in our free selections. I also want to remind everybody that we have our new website, which is up and running. And it is called EddieTheHatSportsRadio.com. And I know Boppy has visited it many times. And if you miss out on Big Boppy's lock, all you need to do is visit the webpage, EddieTheHatSportsRadio.com. And it will tell you all the information. There's all sorts of useful information on there, folks. It talks about our backgrounds and Big Boppy's lock, how you can participate each and every week if you want to by simply emailing us or calling in and participating on the show live. That's simple. All right, guys, we got about 3 minutes. Let's go ahead and open up the discussions and talk about anything else that you guys want to talk about.
Well, I want to touch on a game that's dear to both myself and Boppy tonight, the UCLA-BYU football game at the Rose Bowl. I thought when I first saw the line, I was expecting a 10 to 12 point line. I thought UCLA would be. So the line to me is a little bit high, and sometimes you think, wow, that's stupid, but you know, the line makers know what they're not giving away money.
Yeah, no kidding.
So sometimes you can get fooled, but for BYU fans, the one big hope that they can lay their hat on, UCLA during the Mora era has had problems with physical football teams. They have never beaten Stanford. Stanford was one of their three losses last year, and another of their three losses last year was to Utah, another physical football team. So Mora's teams, as good as he's built that program up, they still have to prove they can beat a physical football team. And BYU is a physical football team, so we'll see tonight.
I know that's got Boppy wiggling in his chair.
You got that right. What I was going to tell you is the reason they're a 17-point favorite is that UCLA is better at every single position. I'm serious, athletically better than the player they're playing across from. I mean, it's one of the biggest mismatches. I hate to say this, but UCLA is just physically, athletically more talented and more gifted than the BYU players they're going to go up against. The only other time I can remember something like this is like 1990, but in that case it was BYU versus Miami, but we had Ty Detmer, and in that game actually BYU prevailed and won, but I think it was because we had Detmer and we had the altitude. So we don't have those two things today, so it could be a long day, but I don't think. I don't think they go down by 17. I think they may go down by 10, but I don't think, but not 17.
All right, folks. Well, thank you for tuning in this morning. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Hondo, thank you for taking time out of your morning to join us.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Boppy, it's that time. Go ahead and say it.
Well, first of all, welcome to the world, Cassell. Welcome to the world. And be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks, good luck with your wagers. Until then, we hope to see each and every one of you in the cashier's line. Good luck with your wagers.